So where are we at with the America's Cup? There's been a delay on the decision, which is the announcement made as of 8 o'clock this morning. So what does all that mean? Team New Zealand boss Grant Dalton back with us. Morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So the delay is based on the fact that you set your own deadline. So is this a problem, or you will make up your mind in your own time?
Yeah, I mean, we'd certainly like to have it all done by now. I mean, COVID, which we're not using as any excuse, but we need to get boots on the ground. And with the lottery opening up next Monday for MIQ to get back, hopefully we can get some people out to these three venues to get a look, because we've had people there from our sports organisation, but we want to get there ourselves and have a look and eyeball and do some negotiation face to face.
So it's Ireland, Spain, Saudi Arabia, right?
So we've never really, I mean, Ireland's pretty well known. We've never really spoken about the venues themselves. It's up to the venues to speak, you know, on their, whether they want to be named or not. But Ireland's the one that everybody knows.
But so, in fact, one of the stories I read yesterday, Ireland was out. That's not true?
No. I mean, they put a time frame on their due diligence, which is too long for us at this stage. And we've said no to that. We've given them a tighter time frame than that. And so let's just see where that goes.
So that's still a live bid, though, as far as you're concerned?
The Ireland's still a live bid, yes.
Okay. This guy, Dumphy, do you know him?
Well, no. I've never met him. I've had one phone conversation, I guess, that getting on to 2 months ago now. And we had a letter from him, which was hardly a proposal as such. And not really, no. I mean, I don't think any of the team have met him, actually.
So would you call that a live bid or not really?
Well, I think you've got to go back a step and say, I mean, Auckland will always be in the mix. I mean, to even really us to be asked whether it is sort of an unusual question. But I mean, those that can't remember the past are condemned to repeat it, because this is about winning. It's not about setting ourselves up to lose. And 2003, when Team New Zealand whimpered and lost badly, not just in front of New Zealand, but in front of the world. I mean, we lost a lot those days, and we're just not going to set ourselves up that way. So in an underfunded environment, I mean, the opposition just sitting out there at the moment licking their chops, we would most likely lose. And the team is just not built that way. So it's not about the venue so much. It's about winning the America's Cup.
Can we say that the New Zealand government side of the equation, forget Dumphy for a moment, but is the New Zealand government side of the equation, is that gone? That's dead?
Well, the bid, proposition they put up is off the table, and we haven't renegotiated or you know, entered any new conversations with them. But just to say also that given the you know, unbelievable times that we're living in, I thought and believe that the New Zealand government bid is totally reasonable. So in no shape or form has there been any criticism or hands out or anything like that for the New Zealand government, because, you know, there's way bigger priorities than the America's Cup for the government at the moment.
Sorry, back to Dumphy. So you don't know him. What's his problem with you? So his bids were still, as far as I know, around the fact that you need to go. What's that about?
Yeah, look, I've no idea. I mean, I think the team came out pretty strong. Yeah. You know, I had no idea they were going to do that. You know, I was quite, I was humbled. But honestly, I have no idea. That's more probably a question for him, I think, but he doesn't seem to be able to. Well, he's fairly heavy in his PR, but as I say, we don't have a proposal. I mean, we send a bunch of questions, pretty obvious questions, like what's the structure, what do you want, how much money, etc. Back in August, we don't have answers to those. Now, we would keep the cup in Auckland, but as I say, I mean, this is about trying to win it, not to set ourselves up to lose.
When do you reckon we'll know for sure who the winner is?
Well, the simple answer is as soon as possible. But along with the squadron, we, you know, one thing to remember that we almost have to remind ourselves in the team as well is we have the America's Cup. We are in control of the agenda. We're in control of the timeframes. And we'll make, with the squadron, that decision when it's the right decision for the cup and for the team.
As you sit here this morning with, let's call it three sensible bids, would any one of them, assuming you can sign the dotted line and sort it all out, will one of them be an excellent bid, a good place to sail, and it will be a good regatta?
I think if you go back to how it all started and the number of bids we had and we whittled them down, then we had a 3-month exclusive period here straight after the Cup, and we only really re-engaged in this 3 months ago with these bids. I think that where we've ended up with the three, they're all very good. I mean, we start sort of backwards. What's the good sailing venue? Because that's ultimately what this is. It's a regatta. What's the legacy that can be left behind in those places? And how's the infrastructure? And all of these three meet that criteria. And they're different in that respect. I mean, Ireland, the one that people know, that has its own... People think of it sort of as the oldest yacht club in the world, et cetera, but it's more a technology-type bid because the area of Cork has a lot of major tech companies as offices there.
Interesting stuff. All right, we'll stay in touch. Appreciate it very much. Go well. Grant Dalton, Team New Zealand boss, with us this morning.